Put It Right Yourself by Alan Buffery. Look down at the moment at this human race, from origins to now, changes we trace, that through most of the time we didn't want war. We let politicians and military men store our weapons of aid, or protection they'd say, in case we have enemies to strike at one day. So now we all stand facing each other, knowing or die if man strikes his brother. Some people here shout about nuclear power. The atoms are split not to make enemies cower, used instead to make heat, movement and light. But some people feel radiation ain't right. The burns, they tell us, will start with an itch. Yet daily we continue to push down the switch for the sake of economy and to ease our lives, to amuse the children and appease the wives. None of us want deadly fumes in our heads, yet most of our cars are still pumping out lead and carbon monoxide and satanic gases which surround the globe and will choke the masses. See, we all need to travel and warm up our homes. It's so far from us, that strange ozone. The scientists, we hope, the solution will find, while we run round like madmen to satisfy our minds. We hide away the old, the mental, the spastics. We dig our big holes and fill them with plastics. We flush down the toilet with all kinds of shit, polluting the rivers and oceans with it. The fish, they are dying. Some species are lost. We all say we're sorry, but won't pay the cost. Won't give up our luxuries. Take care how we tread on this our planet and live gently instead. There up the road is a chemical factory. The products, we think, are quite satisfactory. The pollution it causes around us bugs. But it's all in the creation of a bottle of drugs. To cure all, they say, of illnesses and sores, forgetting to tell us the factory's the cause. Ask how we can stop it, make the guilty atone, when we're all using the same economics at home. So, next time you notice the rivers all stink, remember at home what you put down the sink. Next time that you feel the air is impure, remember the fumes and the smoke that we pour out of the chimneys and cars. Think of the mammals. Remember each one of us, in essence, an animal. And if you choose now not to swim in the sea, remember the nasties were put there by thee. One thing we all know, in our heads is for sure, a huge sacrifice is needed, and maybe much more. We think of the things that we use and we trash. What we burn and destroy will have a backlash. Poisoned air, water and radiation kill slow, and the poor human race has nowhere to go unless each person can get into their head that the cause and effect will make it all dead.